Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
Some patients who take pharmaceutical opioids to treat pain become dependent on these drugs and might need to switch to medications such as opioid agonists. In May 2016, a new Cochrane review brought together the relevant evidence on this, and we asked Suzanne Nielsen from the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre in Australia to tell us what they found.
Opioid agonist treatment, also known as opioid maintenance treatment, involves the prescribing of maintenance doses of an opioid medication in place of a drug of dependence. Opioid agonist treatments, which includes medications like methadone and buprenorphine, are one of the main evidence-based treatments for opioid dependence. They are commonly used in the treatment of people with pharmaceutical opioid dependence, which is dependence to opioid medicines commonly used in the treatment of pain, although most of the research into their effects has come from studies conducted either primarily or exclusively with people who were dependent on heroin. We wanted to see what research is available on opioid agonist treatments specifically for the treatment of pharmaceutical opioid dependence. We looked for studies of different types of full and partial opioid agonist maintenance treatments, which was defined as at least 30 days of treatment, as well as comparisons of opioid agonist maintenance treatment to placebo, detoxification, or other psychological treatments that did not involve an agonist maintenance treatment. We primarily looked at the effects of these treatments on substance use, as well as how well these medications kept people in treatment. We also wanted to look at other outcomes such as pain, quality of life, and employment, but there was insufficient evidence for most of these secondary outcomes. We found 6 randomized controlled trials involving over 600 people and assessed that the overall quality of the evidence was low to moderate. Our caution is because of the relatively small size of the studies that we found and the use of open label study designs in which the participants and the researchers knew which medication the person in the study was receiving. 5 of the 6 studies were from the United States. The other study was from Iran. 3 studies compared different maintenance agonist treatments, which were methadone and buprenorphine, and 3 studies compared maintenance buprenorphine treatment with shorter-term treatments, such as detoxification, brief intervention, and referral. In summary, the 2 main opioid agonist maintenance treatments, methadone and buprenorphine, appeared equally effective for outcomes relating to keeping people in treatment and preventing unsanctioned opioid use. We also found that maintenance treatment was more effective than detoxification or psychological treatments without agonist medication for keeping people in treatment and preventing unsanctioned opioid use.
Thanks, Susie. If you would like to explore this evidence in more detail, the full review is available online. Go to cochranelibrary.com and search opioid agonist treatment.